Get ready. Pay attention. I'm about to tell you how you can be a millionaire. Have you heard that commercial that says that most people who are millionaires because they wanted to be millionaires? In other words, the reason you're not one is because you've never wanted to be one. So by simple deduction, the way to become a millionaire is to simply want to. Wow, I didn't realize that it was that easy. Thanks for the tip. I mean, is that what Regis Philbin meant when he hosted the TV show and said, "Who wants to be a millionaire?" But wait, there's more. That commercial offers a fantastic program. Wait till you hear this. Here's how it works. It's so simple and so easy. You simply sell products that you don't have, that you don't see, and that you don't even have to buy. In fact, you can make thousands of dollars a month doing absolutely nothing and knowing absolutely nothing about the products that simply sell themselves. Wow, do you want to be a millionaire? Sign me up. Yeah, right. It's called Something for Nothing, and instant riches are very appealing to lots and lots of people. Why do you think the jackpots for the lottery and Powerball get so big? Who's feeding money into that program so that the prize gets bigger and bigger every day? Well, it's because so many people are buying tickets and hoping that they will win. And it's funny. My most popular article on the internet is called Lottery Winners Are Broke. You can check it out in the articles category on this site. Get-rich-quick schemes have been around a long time. But that's not how life works. And yet, there are plenty of people who will gladly pay the setup fees, whatever they are. Some are large sums, and others as cheap as $29. And then, you'll be on your way to instant riches. You want to be a millionaire, don't you? You know, a farmer doesn't just want to have a great crop, does he? No, he gets the soil ready, he buys the seeds, he plants, he nourishes, he stays faithful through the whole growing process, and finally, he can harvest what he's invested his heart and soul into. Now that's how real life works. So is God against someone being a millionaire? Absolutely not. In fact, there are many wonderful believers mentioned in the Bible who were very wealthy. There are also many promises of abundance in the Bible. You know, in Proverbs it says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it." When you faithfully and consistently conduct your life with godly principles, you can expect God's blessings. You can expect God's abundance in every area of your life. So, who wants to try it God's way?